But isn't there more?
Very popular today.
I've run out. There's a Medrash Rabba, it's also a Medrash Tanchuma, in the beginning of this week's Sedra. Tes Zayin Aleph, number one on the sheets. Halacha. Mahu Lifroish Liyam HaGodol Koidom L'Shabbos Shloisha Yomim. What's the halacha with regard to somebody embarking on a voyage to the Great Sea within 3 days of Shabbos? That's what the Medrash asks. The Medrash responds, Shomu Rabbi Yisainu, this is something that we have learned, Ein mafligin besvina, you do not set sail on a boat, b'yam hagodel, shloisha yomim kodem ha-shabbos, b'zman shu hoylech l'mochem rochek, if he's going on a long distance, if it's a short distance, it's okay. Says the Medrash at the end of that paragraph, v'im hoya shliach mitzvah, that's all true if he's just going for a rashus, but if he's going for a mitzvah, he's about to set sail to do a mitzvah, then mutar lifroish b'chol yom sheyirtzeh, then he can set sail whenever he likes. Lama? Mipnei shehu shliach mitzvah. Because he is a shliach mitzvah, doicha es ha-shabbos. The Medrash is referring to a Gemara in Shabbos, a very famous Gemara. Number two on the sheets is the Gemara in Shabbos of Yud Tes Amud Aleph, Tana Rabbanon, Ein mafligin besfina. You must not set sail on your boat, depart from the shores within 3 days of Shabbos. That's only if you're going for a non-mitzvah related trip. But if you're about to embark on a mitzvah, then that's okay, you're allowed to leave even if it's Erev Shabbos.
Is that all talking about where you can't get to your destination before Shabbos?
Oh, no, yeah, yeah. If it's a short trip and you're going to arrive there before Shabbos, then it's fine. Oh, that's what we're going to discuss. So, this is what the Medrash is referring to. There are a lot of chidushim lahalocha which l'chayra emerge from this Medrash, which is, as we just said, a Gemara. But the first question is, what is Medrash doing this week's Sedra? That's the first thing that needs to be asked. This is a Medrash right at the beginning of this week's Sedra. What's the halacha? Are you allowed to embark on a trip within 3 days before Shabbos? Says the Medrash, essentially not, but the Tzerich Mitzvah, yeah. So, before we get stuck into the Gemara, and I found so far there's 8 opinions in the Rishonim how to learn this Gemara, we're not going to discuss all of them, but I'd like to share with you a pshat that I saw in the Chassam Sofer, and I also saw in the Binyan Shleimer. The Binyan Shleimer has a Sofer Atzei Breshim, he's got droshes there. And he says it's very simple, and the Chassam Sofer says exactly the same, says it in 3 lines, Gedarka B'Kodesh. He says, he brings a Gemara in Tanis. The Gemara in Tanis says that the Meraglim left on the 29th day of Sivan. The 29th day of Sivan. That's when they left. The Gemara makes a Cheshbon, that's when they left. Says the Chassam Sofer and the Binyan Shlomo, that's Shlomo Kohen Revilna, they make Cheshbonis depending on exactly when Rosh Chodesh was, but it turns out that Chof Tes Sivan, the day that the Meraglim left, was a Wednesday. That's what it turns out, because Rosh Chodesh Sivan that year was on a Wednesday, Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on a Sunday, Iyar was on a Tuesday, make a whole Cheshbon. Bottom line is, the Meraglim left on a Wednesday. That's the Cheshbon they make. Says the Chassam Sofer and the Binyan Shlomo, that's what was bothering the Medrash. They were about to enter Eretz Yisrael, a foreign land. As far as they were concerned, it was a mokum of sakona. They didn't know what was going to happen. And therefore the Medrash is posing the question, well, what right did they have to actually go on this trip in the first place, leaving on a Wednesday? Surely this transgresses the issa of being maflig b'sfina pochis mishleishi yomim. To which the Medrash answers that no, it's true that it's also to go for a Dvar HaRashus, but this was considered a Dvar Mitzvah. And because it was a Dvar Mitzvah, that's why, even within 3 days of Shabbos, namely on a Wednesday, which was the day they departed, it would be Mutter.
Even the Rashus Sfina, there's a difference between this Sfina and the other one, not the Sfina.
So the Binyan Shema discusses that this wasn't a Sfina. Loshna Medrash is Yama Godel. They never went to the Yama Godel, but we'll soon see that there's a common denominator. There was a Mokum Sakon.
And Rashi says the Pharisee wasn't Mitzvah.
It was?
In Rashi, it was a chumash, it was not a mitzvah. It was I'll just agree to let you go if you want to go.
Right.
Yeah. There's the Chassam Sefer. That's the Chassam Sefer. I must tell you that the way this year was born was that last year, Shabbos, Parshas Shelach, I was looking in the Chassam Sefer and I saw in two places he mentioned this medrash about Ema Fligens. I made a note, but next year we have to speak about it. Because in one place he says that Cheshkan, they left on Wednesday, that was the Kasha of the medrash. In a different shtickle later on, he says, Adova Nifla Admoid. And he says, and this is we're going to discuss soon, what does that mean? You're not allowed to leave within 3 days of Shabbos, but Letzorich Mitzvah it's Mutter. Why should that be? So as we said, there are many, many opinions in the Rishonim. So he says, and this is one of the opinions, the Baal HaMoir, famous opinion of the Baal HaMoir, which is extremely negeh halacha l'maisa. The reason why you mustn't go 3 days before Shabbos is because we're worried you're going to end up in a situation of sakana, which the Yam HaGadol is. You're therefore going to be in a situation of pikuach nefesh, which will necessitate chilul Shabbos, which even though once you're in that situation, of course it's mutter, and even a chiyuv to be mechalel Shabbos, but it's not permitted to put yourself in that situation in the first place. So the obvious question is, so what's the difference when you leave then? If it's 3 days before Shabbos or 6 weeks before Shabbos, that we'll come to in a second. But that's the famous opinion of the Baal HaMoir, and I don't want to veer off into Halacha L'maisa, but the reason why it is so important is because there are hundreds, if not thousands of shailas, which are sometimes shailas mamash omdim berumei shel olam, benegeah to these types of issues. Somebody needs to undergo a surgery, where there's certainly going to be melachas that need to be performed a day or two after the surgery. Does that mean he should avoid having the surgery before Shabbos? Should he have it at the beginning of the week so as to avoid all of this? Or do you say, listen, it's Thursday now, have the surgery now. What happens Shabbos? The diet tzara b'shata. All of these types of shailas. If anybody's thinking of flying to the moon, if you want to take a shuttle to the moon, which day must you leave? Very important. Ma'isim b'chol yoyim. If you want to leave on a Thursday and you're going to end up traveling on Shabbos, is that a problem? Do I say, listen, on Thursday you're allowed to travel everywhere you like on Thursday. Shabbos? Once I'm Shabbos, what should I do? Get out of the rocket? I can't. Fine. That's a whole big shame.
Have schedule when they leave for moon.
Okay. I was once in an aeroplane. A little kid looks out the window, flying over. I don't know. He looks out the window and says, hey, Daddy, look, we've stopped. So, definitely not stopped, that's for sure. I'll call upon him. Says the Chassam Sefer Dovah Niflo. The Chassam Sefer says, why must you not leave close to Shabbos? Because you're going to get involved in Sakana. We don't want to be machnis yourself into a mokum Sakana. So why is it Mutter L'Dvar Mitzvah? It's Mutter L'Dvar Mitzvah, says the Chassam Sefer, because we have the famous principle, Shluchei Mitzvah Eino Nizokim. If you're on the way to doing a mitzvah, you're not going to be harmed. No sakana will befall you. Says the Chassam Sefer. That was the Shaklotari in the Medrash. And this is what you're pointing out. Shaklotari of the Medrash was, fine, if you're about to be engaged in a mitzvah, you'll be protected, HaKadosh Baruch Hu look after you, you won't get involved in sakana. What type of mitzvah? Does it have to be a mitzvah midoraisa? Or even a mitzvah midrabbana? Even mitzvah drabbanon, a chakira. Says the Chassam Sefer, that's what was going on over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ein ani mitzavcha. I'm not telling you to send meraglim. And if I'm not telling you to send the meraglim, it's not a mitzvah de'iraisa to go and send these meraglim. That's why the Medrash was bothered by the fact. So what do they have to go? Who says this type of mitzvah is not a mitzvah de'iraisa? HaKadosh Baruch Hu certainly hasn't sanctioned it. Says the Medrash that once HaKadosh Baruch Hu says no, but if you want, you can go. Chassam Sefer is Mechadish, so now that Moshe Rabbeinu has decided they should go, it's got Al Koponim the status of a Drabonon. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't sanction it, but Moshe Rabbeinu certainly did, and that's the Chiddush of the Medrash, that even though it's only a Mitzvah Drabonon that they're about to embark on, that is also subject to this Heter of Ledvar Mitzvah. Because the Heter of the Mitzvah is that Shliach Mitzvah in an Izokin and his Mechadosh, that's good for the Chiddush of the Medrash, that even a Shliach Mitzvah of a Drabonon is also going to protect you. The Loshen of the Medrash, as you pointed out, is not Gevaldik. The Loshen of the Medrash is that Shliach Mitzvah Doiche Es HaShabbos. According to this, it's not a Dechir, it's a Hatzola. If you're going to perform a Mitzvah, that will prevent you from entering a Sakon. It's not Doiche Es HaShabbos. Ad kan divrei hachasam sefer. Okay. So that both the Binyan Shlomoy and the Chasam Sofer both agree that really this Medrash was all bothered by the fact that they left on a Wednesday, and if you leave on a Wednesday, you are getting involved in the Issav Emafligin Besvina, and that's why the Medrash asks how could they leave, they were also embarking on Sakona, to which the Medrash is answering, don't worry, it was a mitzvah, a mefurish gemara that tzerech mitzvah is mutter. Where does that come from? Oh, so we're going to discuss this. So, as we mentioned, there are many, many Roshittas. So far I've discovered 8, but there are probably more than that. I want to discuss a couple of them, because we're going to see there's many, many halachas that will emerge, nafkiminas ledina between them. Let's have a look at the Rif, Zayin on the base, and Shabbos, number 3 on the sheets. Yesh Misha Oimer. He says, there are those who say, and he's referring to Rabbeinu Chananel and others, Rabbeinu Hananel has a very novel approach to this whole Gemara, and he says the reason why he mustn't get involved in a journey close to Shabbos is because if the water is very shallow, so shallow in fact that it's less than Asara Tfochim, less than a meter, then you get involved and you have left the shores, which is a whole area of halacha, gzeiras tchumin. You can't leave the tchum on Shabbos. If you leave that close to Shabbos, you're going to end up being chutz le tchum on Shabbos. If, however, the water is deep, it's lemala me'asara tfachim, it's a machlekes in the Gemara, yeish tchum in lemala, ein tchum in lemala. The Rabbeinu Chananel is telling us, in that case, there's no problem. There's only an issa of tchumin if you're on either flat land or up to Sarat Tvachim. Says the Rabbeinu Chananel, it's a big deichik in the Gemara, the Rif doesn't like it. You're going to have to tell me, we're talking about very shallow water, the Sfinu Goy Sheshes, and that's why it's less than us Sarat Tvachim, and that's Pshat in the Gemara. That's Pshat in the Gemara. I saw, by the way, Tzitz Eliezer, who has an enormous arichus on this subject, talks about if for whatever reason somebody would have to be on a plane on Shabbos and you'd leave sometime before Shabbos, he says, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, there'll be no Issa. Because Rabbeinu Chananel has told us that the whole Issa is Gzeiras Tchumin, which only applies if it's less than Asara Tfachim, but an aeroplane, and obviously is Lamala Me Asara Tfachim, at least you'd have the Rabbeinu Chananel to rely on, whether that's Halacha Lameisa. We're not getting involved in. But that'll be enough gemina that would emerge from Rabbeinu Chananel. Says the Rif, I don't understand that. He says on the fifth line, they have a high time of pricha. He says, this doesn't make any sense at all, he says. Firstly, he says, it should have said, Eima fligin besfino ketano. A very large, enormous cruise liner cannot travel in water, which is only asara tzfachim deep. So clearly the Gemara is talking about a tiny little boat. Well, the Gemara should have said so then.
The Gemara little boat's going to Yamagoda into the ocean.
Say that. What should I do? But it's got to be Lamala, Malmata Me'asara. Furthermore, he says, what's the difference? 3 days, not 3 days. I mean, if you're going to get involved in Tchumin, then who cares when you leave? Tuesday, Wednesday, Sunday, Monday, what's there? At the end of the day, you're going to end up on Shabbos, Chutz L'Tchum. Thirdly, why Letzech Mitzvah is it Mutter? Says the Rif that he's got a new pshat. But before we get to the Rif, let's point out a very important Gemara in Gittin, because this is really the key to understanding many Rishonim, and this is really where all the halachas emerge from. It's a Gemara in Gittin, Daf Ein Zayin Amud Aleph, which is not talking about Hilcha Shabbos at all. And it says there, number 5 on the sheets, Yosef Reb Zeira Kamed Reb Asi, V'omri La Reb Asi Kamed Reb Yechin, V'ka'oma. Chad b'shabo, Sunday, v'trei, Monday, v'tilsa, and Tuesday, bosar shabta. Those are called the days following Shabbos. We're perhaps most familiar with this, of course, with regard to Hilchas Havdalah. Havdalah, the halachas of Shnai Mikra v'achot Targum, also might be dependent on it. The first 3 days of the week are still meshach shaychi. They are still viewed upon as a continuation of Shabbos. I know I'm still having cholent by Monday. Certainly still connected to Shabbos. Arba v'chamisha umali shabta. Wednesday, Thursday, and Erev Shabbos, that's called Kamei Shabto. You're now approaching Shabbos. That's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. In Gittin. Say the Rishonim, the Baal HaMoer, Bereishim, and the Ran, they derive from this Gemara a halachic principle. That in as much as you are standing on those days which we term as prior to Shabbos rather than post-Shabbos, you are now obligated to concern yourself with, will I be Mechalel Shabbos or not? On Sunday and Monday and Tuesday, because you're not called in the days leading up to Shabbos, it's not your chiyuv then to worry about what will be on Shabbos. Now, whether that means I can even go on a trip, I know I'm vadai being Mechalel Shabbos, we'll get to later. But that's the way the Rishonim say, why are we differentiating between 3 days before Shabbos and before that? Because before that, you are not obligated to concern yourself what will happen on Shabbos. What will happen will happen. I can do what I like on Sunday and Monday. There's Hilchas Shabbos, but there's no Hilchas Sunday or Monday. Once you get to Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, because you're now leading up to the days approaching Shabbos, it's now mutul alecha, the Lashon of the Rishonim. It's now incumbent on you to make sure I don't do anything that will jeopardize my Shmira Shabbos. Don't get involved in a situation where you will end up being Mechalel Shabbos. And if that's the case, it's poshut. That's what Rabbeinu Chananel meant. The Rif turns around to Rabbeinu Chananel and said, if you're so concerned this guy is going to end up chutz l'tchum, so what's the difference which day he leaves? The answer is that Rabbeinu Chananel will learn that the other Rishonim, it makes all the difference in the world when you leave. Because prior to Wednesday is the old Shabbos, post Wednesday and onwards is you're leading up to Shabbos, and later then you've got to concern yourself. I remember someone told me this huge shaila halacha lemaisa. Somebody made a simcha in Yerushalayim, and they called up a caterer. It's not like the countries that we come from. You book a caterer 3 months in advance. Yeah. Fine, here, he calls up the caterer, chveis, he calls up the caterer on a Wednesday, let's say. Let's say on a Monday, I think. Calls up the beginning of the week, Monday. And he says, listen, I'm making a simcha in such and such hall. I want to book you Yom Chamishi Haba. Yom Chamishi Haba. Comes that coming Thursday, the caterer arrives with all his gear, sets up the whole place, and nobody turns up. Maiha, he phones up the Baal Simcha and said, you told me Yom Chamishi Haba. He said, yeah, this is Yom Chamishi Hazeh. Oh. This is this Thursday, not next Thursday. The whole big, huge dentay apparently went to Bliasha this story. What do you call this Thursday? What do you call next Thursday?
What was the psak?
I think the psak was, you have to know each story, it's played on Loshen Bnei Odom very much. If I would say to you today, I'm going to Yerushalayim next Shabbos, everybody will understand that I don't mean tonight, even though that is the next Shabbos. But if I tell you on Sunday that I'm going to Yerushalayim on next Shabbos, then Yesh Ladon, maybe I'm going next Shabbos. That's the forthcoming. So it depends where you're up to. It depends on Loshen Bnei Odom. Al Koponim, the Shaila might be dependent on this Gemara. It's probably more likely to be Taylor on Hilchas Nedarim and Hilchas HaFlo of Loshen Bnei Odom. I don't know what to... Don't eat the berekas. That was probably the psak. I don't know what happened. I'll call upon him. This is the way that many Rishonim approach this Gemara. 3 days leading up to Shabbos, that's when you're going to concern yourself. Says the Rif, however, he's got a brand new pshat in this Gemara. He's not going for this business. Tchumen, he doesn't understand it. Says the Rif, again, number 3 on the sheets, the second paragraph. Elohainu tam. In my opinion, says the Rif, this is the reason behind the Gemara. Do you know why Ema Fligim Besfin Apoches Megimal Yom Kedem HaShabbos? Mishum Bittul Mitzvahs Oineg Shabbos. You'll be Mevatel your Mitzvah Oineg Shabbos. Why so? The Kol Gimel Yomim. When you set sail, he says it takes at least 3 days to acclimatize to the conditions there. And he says, for 3 days, Havilu Shinu Veses Mishum Ninua Hasfina, the whole boat is shaking up and down. Kedeksev, he brings a posuk. Well, Acha Gimel Yomim, it takes 3 days to adjust, then you've already become acclimatized, and it won't then disturb your Oinik Shabbos. Says the Rif, If that's the case, well, number one, I've answered my question on Rabbeinu Hananel. That's why Gimel Yomim is so crucial, because it takes 3 days to adjust. What was the Heter L'Tzorich Mitzvah? Says the Rif. V'hainu tama d'radva mitzvah shori. Do you know why it's permitted if you're going for a Tzorich Mitzvah? Mishum t'ptiri mi-mitzvah seinik. Because if you're going for a mitzvah, then you have no chiyuv einik Shabbos. If you're involved in one mitzvah, you're exempt from another. So,
can you repeat it?
If I'm involved in one mitzvah, I've got no obligation to the second mitzvah.
I don't keep mitzvahs.
Not even averas. Oisik b'mitzvah is not mutter to averas. I'm potter from mitzvahs. That's his whole harvacha over and above the Rabbeinu Hananel. According to Rabbeinu Hananel, that we're worried that he's going to be over isurim of tchumin. It's not going to help you. There's an oisik b'mitzvah. Oisik b'mitzvah doesn't give you a heter to be over averas. Here we're talking about averas. There's a positive mitzvah called oinik Shabbos, which, by the way, might well be deiraisa. But nonetheless, if I'm involved in one mitzvah, so I'm potter from that mitzvah. Says the Rif, I've answered all my questions. Don't learn like Rabbeinu Hananel. Nothing to do with tchumin. It's very simple. It takes 3 days to adjust. Therefore, you're going to be mavatl your mitzvahs oinik Shabbos. If you're there on this boat being tossed up and down and you've just now set sail, you're not used to the conditions, you will not enjoy Shabbos. 3 days prior to that, that's okay. You're already used to it. You can enjoy Shabbos. But Tzorich Mitzvah will allow you to go even before Shabbos because you really are exempt from oinik Shabbos.
Is it one that gets
what is the tchum of sea travel?
So according to Rabbeinu Hananel, if the water is lamata me'asorot tfochim, then it's exactly the same as on land. Whatever will be on land, the same true as on water as well.
So once you say that, and you're worried about the 3 days because of this whole acclimating to the conditions, and that wouldn't necessarily apply to the Nulagla, they weren't going to water. So what was the problem?
Okay.
Can you give me a cruise example?
Cruise is tackling your
It's very interesting. I saw the Tzitz Eliezer, and I don't know what Tzitz Eliezer, I'm sure it never went on a cruise. Tzitz Eliezer discusses whether nowadays it's even worse, he writes. Nowadays, the Chreis, he says, yeah, and he says about a rakevet as well. Some Sefer talks about going on a train. Prior Chabi says, the trains, you get hurled from one side to the other. So, okay. But in all seriousness, there's a very good argument. The Me'iri says in Furish, by the way, it comes from Rishonim already. The Me'iri says that if you have that type of person who's a rogil bekach, he generally travels. He's used to being thrown up and down. Then the Rif will be maskin as no issa, because for him it's not the vatal mitzvah zainik Shabbos. You see, mamash is subjective. So then there's a very good argument to say that chayis nowadays travel on a train or a plane or a boat where it's you don't get thrown about. And according to the Rif, there'll be no issa, even not a tzeich mitzvah.
Maybe only I alone in this room. Can you specify what one of Shabbos is right now?
Cholent.
It's very nice cholent. I will enjoy cholent regardless.
Not if you feel sick.
So you will get sick.
And you won't be able to eat it.
You cannot eat. Okay.
And according to some, if a tan is on Shabbos, it is a verse.
Jet lag come into this?
Sorry?
Jet lag.
Jet lag. After Shabbos. When?
If you travel on, say, Thursday to the States.
So you want a machadosh that anything that will cause a bitl of oinik Shabbos because you're upside down? Okay, yesh ladun, ask your local rabbi. Fine, that's the opinion of the Rif. Comes along the Balamoir, and the Balamoir says a brand new reason. This is quoted by the Ran, number 4 on the sheets. Avol Haraz Halevi, that's the Balamoir, because of Tamacher. He says, as far as he's concerned, it's nothing to do with tchumim. It's nothing to do with Bittl Oinik Shabbos. The reason is the Kulu Mokoim Sakono. We're dealing with places of danger. The Chol Gimel Yomim Kedem HaShabbos, and the 3 days leading up to Shabbos, Kami Shabta Mikri. That's a quote from the Gemara in Gittin that we saw. The 3 days leading up to Shabbos are the days called prior to Shabbos. Here come the important words. The nira kemasne lidchois es haShabbos. By leaving so close to Shabbos, on those days that we refer to as the days before Shabbos, it's as if you are being masne, you are stipulating, you are deliberately putting yourself in a position when you're going to end up being mechal Shabbos, because these are places of sakona. The pnei she'ein dovo sho'imei b'fnei pekuach nefesh. there is nothing that stands in the way of pikuach nefesh, which means that once you're in the situation, you're going to have to be mechalal Shabbos, and you were the one who brought it about. V'hu Adini says, lahafrish b'midbares, this answers your question. Says the Baal HaMoreh, so too, it doesn't have to be the sea. It could be somebody who embarks on a trip into the desert. Ulachol mokim sakana, wherever it be. Wherever it be. If you're entering a mokim sakana, she'odom osid lechalel boyes ha-shabbos, you're then going to be mechalel Shabbos. You are putting yourself in a situation where you're going to be mechalel Shabbos. That is the issa according to the Baal HaMoreh.
Back to the Meraglim for a second. Whether or not they were leaving on a Wednesday, whatever day they were leaving, this was a big journey. They were coming back.
No, that's the Chiddush of the Baal HaMoreh. That's the Chiddush of the Baal HaMoreh. The Chiddush of the Baal HaMoreh is not whether you end up traveling on Shabbos. I'm not mechuyev to worry on Monday what happens about Shabbos. Even though I know I'm going to be traveling on Shabbos. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, I'm not even thinking about Shabbos. I'm still recovering from last Shabbos. Those are the Bosser Shabbos days. Those are the post-Shabbos from last week days. So, I'm not now mechuyev to worry about what will happen. And Meir Avra Boisai, this Baal HaMoreh is absolutely huge in Halacha, because it opens up an enormous area of Halacha, which needs to be defined, and every case has to be judged on its own merit, and that is, at which point am I obligated to worry about my mitzvah? For argument's sake, Erev Sukkos, I can't be bothered to buy a lulav. How do we define, or is there, an obligation to buy a lulav on Erev Sukkos? In the Torah it doesn't say, you shall buy a lulav. It says, shake lulav on Sukkos. Now it's Erev Sukkos. There's no halachas of Erev Sukkos. I get to the first day of Sukkos, I'm an anus now, don't have a sukkah, don't have a lulav. Yeah, because you didn't buy one. Where's there a mitzvah to buy one? At which point am I obligated to concern myself with my upcoming mitzvahs? Oh, so Shleshim Yom, we know there's Gedarim, there's a whole discussion, very nigger, in last week's Sedra with the whole Shiloh of Pesach Sheni. The Rishonim talk about it already. We know somebody was a very far off distance and couldn't be makriv the Pesach, so he has a second go. What do you mean he was a far off distance? So leave earlier. I couldn't, I was busy. But you know Pesach was coming up. Are you obligated to come to Yerushalayim? Or do you say, no, my chiv is to be in Yerushalayim. I wasn't there, so I'm an oinus now. This is an area of halach which is very neger. Reb Moshe Feinstein I've seen personally in Shuvahs, but it's discussed by many, many kadmonim. Shailuz Mitzuyas, every doctor has to know these halachas. A doctor who knows he's going to be on call on Shabbos. So, should he try and avoid the Yisurim before? Maybe he should move into the hospital for Shabbos, Reb Moshe Paskins. An Isha Yoledes is when everybody talks about this. A woman's in the ninth month. What does she have to do? Must she do anything to try and avoid Chilul Shabbos? Or do you say, listen, she could go in any time. We don't know when she's going to do it, when she's going to be due. So, when the time comes, if it's Shabbos, then so be it. It's Pekuach Nefesh.
I didn't understand your question that you asked. I'm only obligated to eat matzah. Nobody tell me to make matzah. This I don't understand at all. It means that there's theoretical things that nobody bake, but no, we're obligated to eat.
I'm not asking a question, I'm asking what's the definition. So when am I mechuyev to bake the matzahs? When can Beis Din come and say, bake matzahs or buy matzahs? A week before? 3 weeks before? Day before? You're right, it's absurd to suggest that the Torah means if somebody happens to give you a gift of a matzah, then eat it, otherwise you're exempt. Obviously, you've got to do your ishtadlis to get hold of it. When? Is there a time? When can Beis Din knock on my door and be kofen ala mitzvahs?
And why it has to? Why? It's a question by itself. Why it has to is say big. He doesn't have to.
I'm asking, so you're telling me that Beis Din at no point have the right to knock on his door and say, bake a matzah?
No.
So what if he doesn't have matzah on, say, the night? Now he's an oinus?
No, it's not an oinus. You totally violate halacha.
You just said two contradictory things. If you have no obligation to bake a matzah, then if I don't have one, I'm an oinus. Yeah. And if I'm not an oinus, I'm a pesher. Means I'm an obligation. I didn't live it. So when's the obligation start?
When Beis Din need to come in the morning and then go to shacharis?
Every day.
It's obligated to you say get up and
bake. Kofen ala mitzvahs. They give you malchus. You're lucky we don't have
malchus. You need to decide yourself when to do it.
No, Beis Din are kofen ala mitzvahs. We learn from Pesukim in Parshas Vayikra. Kofen ala mitzvahs. says the Rambam, it is at the point of death, mamash, we'll force the guy to shake lulav. Now you're asking a new shayla. If it's first day sukkahs, at what point will they beat you up? 1 minute before shkia? That's a whole subject in itself. Oynis b'yom acharon. What if somebody says in the morning, I don't want to shake lulav now. I don't have to shake lulav. I've got till shkia. And then 5 minutes before shkia, which was when he was planning to shake the lulav, then an oynis happens. That's a huge machlokes rishonim and it's tailor on. If somebody wants to redeem a house at the end of the year and he pushed it off, all of these shailas have a common thread. At which point am I obligated to concern myself to do all that's necessary to prepare for mitzvahs? Okay, it's a shaila. I'll call upon, and we have over here at least three opinions, and we'll suffice at least with these. Why does an issa to be maflig on a boat 3 days before Shabbos? Because we're worried you're going to end up chutzat chum. According to the Rif, it's nothing to do with that. You mevatel mitzvahs oinig Shabbos. According to the Baal HaMoir, it's much more serious. We're concerned that you're going to be oiv isuri deraisa because you're putting yourself in a mokem of sakana. Nothing to do with tchumin, which is a shail of drabonons. Maybe you're going to end up being oiv isuri deraisa, and you have no right to do so at least 3 days prior to Shabbos. The first thing we see in the Medrash, by the way, and the way the Chassam Sefer and the Binyan Shleime explained, is that their approach, the Loshon of the Medrash and the Loshon of the Achreinim, they said that the reason why this is an Issa is because of its Amokim Sakona. What right did the Meraglim have to set sail or to leave on their trip 3 days before Shabbos? According to the Rif, for example, the Medrash L'chayr wouldn't have a kasha. The Rif says that it's a very local, specific svara that when you travel in a boat, because you're hurled up and down, says a bitl oinik Shabbos. But going into a midbar, it might be a sakona. The Rif didn't say there's an inin of bitl oinik Shabbos. According to the Baal HaMoir, and the truth is the Chassam Sefer, and the Binyan Shleimer Mamish quoted the words of the Baal HaMoir, then I understand. That was the kash of the Medrash. Nothing to do with oinik Shabbos. You're not allowed to put yourself in a situation of Chilul Shabbos, and that's exactly what the Meraglim were doing it. Either Gemara says, Yam HaGodol, as you asked before. No, we saw Mefurish. The Baal HaMoir says, V'chein b'chol mokim sakon. Now, this Medrash is certainly understandable if you're the Baal HaMoir, if Shakun Shabbeinu Chananel, they were going chutz to tchum, but l'choir, not according to the Rif. That's the way the Chassam Sefer and the others of Mazveh Medrash. The second thing that needs to be explained. What is the heter l'tzeirich mitzvah? The Gemara says you can't set sail within 3 days, but l'tzeirich mitzvah is mutter. So the Rif said, come to me, it's fantastic. The whole problem was bittel oinik Shabbos. But if you're oisik b'mitzvah, then you have no mitzvah oinik Shabbos, oisik b'mitzvah, potam la mitzvah. And for that reason, he rejected the whole pshat of Rabbeinu Chananel. Oh, you might be over tchumin. So why did Tzerech Mitzvah is mutter? So we're going to have to say, that it's true. It's not a p'tur isik b'mitzvah, potem and a mitzvah. Tzerech Mitzvah was a heter of Chazal. The whole issa in the first place, and this is the chiddush that we need to present. If Chazal tell you that Tzerech Mitzvah is mutter, then that is the biggest giveaway that the whole issa is only an issa drabonah. Meaning, on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, even according to the Baal HaMoir, who says that leading up to Shabbos, you have to concern yourself with Shabbos. You've got to worry now. Don't put yourself in that situation. Why mustn't I? Min HaTorah I mustn't, or min drabonon I mustn't? Well, the answer is in the Gemara itself. If the Gemara says that L'tzeirich Mitzvah is mutter, it means the whole thing is a drabonon. Of course, min HaTorah, I can't tell you where and how you must travel on Wednesday or Thursday or Friday. There's no Hilchus Wednesday, there's Hilchus Shabbos. Drabonon came along and they said, listen, because these days are leading up to Shabbos, so now we are Masakin and Issa, don't get involved in Chilul Shabbos. Ah, if it's Midrabonon, then Chazal, Beroiv Chochmosam, could decide that Tzerich Mitzvah is Mutter. L'tzeirich mitzvah is mutter. What type of mitzvah, by the way? A mitzvah drabonon, or a mitzvah da'iraisa? We're not told in the Gemara. The Ramah says, by the way, he brings an opinion and he says you can be Seimich on it, maybe. Ein limcha is b'yadam akilim. It doesn't even need to be a mitzvah, says the Ramah. As long as it's not a dvar rishus. He says, if you're stam going on holiday, you want to go on a trip, fine, that's what the Gemara is talking about. But if you're going for business, says the Ramah, you're going for schayra, that's also mutter. That's considered a tzeirich gadol. Well, that's even more of a raya. That's even more of a raya that the whole issa is only an issa drabon. So if it's an issa drabonon, so Chazal can say, fine, if it's very necessary, and of course we leave it up to the Rishonim to decide what's called very necessary, then we'll waive the issa. But Moirai v'Raboisai, it's poshut uparur, but according to the Rif, that's a non-starter. The Rif made it dependent on Gidrei Oisik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. The whole problem in the first place was you mevatel einik Shabbos, says the Rif. But if you're involved in a mitzvah, then I have no mitzvah einik Shabbos. Well, if you're involved in schayra or some tzayrach gadol, there's no p'tuah isik mitzvah potter min mitzvah. So that'll be another nafkemina between the Rishonim. According to the Rif, it's only if you're going with tzayrach mitzvah mamish, not a dva sha'enei shel rishus like schayra. But according to other opinions, that the whole thing was a gzeirat rabbanon on which there were matter of tzeirach mitzvah, then there can be room to debate what type of mitzvah. V'oid yoseh. If we adopt the stance of some rishonim who hold the oinik Shabbos as a chiv d'oiraisa, then we enter another huge world called ha'oisik b'mitzvah d'rabbanon ha'im potem mitzvah d'oiraisa. A big machlekes.
Or not.
That's a shayla. Many achreinim, the Bikuri Yaakov and the Steichemed, I think, and others discuss this. The Emek Brocha and the Kevet Shurim and the Binyan Shleimei, a big, big shayla in achreinim. If I'm concerned, if I'm involved in a mitzvah drabonon, will that exempt me from a mitzvah d'eraisa?
What was the word you used to use?
Ha'im potter. Will you then be potter from a d'eraisa? Now, that might well be now another nafkamina. If we are to say that when you are doing a mitzvah drabonon, you're not potter from a mitzvah d'oraisa, then according to the Rif, who says the only heter to set sail for a mitzvah is because of oisik b'mitzvah potter from a mitzvah, well then you really need to know hilchas oisik b'mitzvah. It might well be that for mitzvah drabonon there's no heter. You have no right to be mevatel or try and exempt yourself from oinik Shabbos d'oraisa by virtue of the fact that you're oisik b'mitzvah drabonon. Whereas according to the other Rishonim, no, the whole thing was a gzeira drabonon.
But the mitzvah d'oraisa is 3 days time. When you're doing oisik in the mitzvah, now when you're going, you're basically doing oisik in the mitzvah.
Enachlami. But the Rif said, I've got no right to mevatel oinik Shabbos. My only heter to mevatel is because I'll be engaged in the mitzvah at the time. What mitzvah? What mitzvah? So as we already said, l'tzirich schayra or l'tzirich gadol, there's no heter of oisik b'mitzvah there. And now we're being mitzadah that maybe even a mitzvah drabonon there'll be no heter either, depending on that raid in the achreinim. That'll be another nafgamin. We're running out of time, but I want to share with you a yesoid, a very important yesoid. We once mentioned, we discussed this in a shir a couple of years ago, the famous Tashbetz. The Tashbetz builds on this balamor halacha lemaisa, and I've spoken to Moyalim about whether we keep this or don't keep this, a big machlikas lalacha. The Tashbetz says, if you look at number 7 on the sheets, the Shach quotes this. The Tashbetz is one of the Rishonim. He quotes the Bala Moir and he says, "The Mikan Yesh Lilmoid, the Osel Lomel Hageir B'Yom Hey." You don't do Milas Geir on a Thursday. Why? Because we know that the third day of Mila is a day of Sakona. The third day of Mila, if you do Bris Mila on a Thursday, is going to be a Shabbos. The Yitzarach L'Chala L'Lov Shabbos. And now this is even a bigger Chiddush. A child who is not well. If it's Mila Bismano, you do it Thursday, no questions asked. But if a child couldn't have a Mila Bismano, and now eventually the child got better, do you do Mila on Thursday? Says the Tashbetz, no, Mamtinim Loy Ad Lamocha, wait till Friday. Oh. So this is the Chiddush of the Tashbetz. The Shach says, I don't understand what the Tashbetz is talking about. Because the very Gemara that you're coming from says, L'tzeirich mitzvah is mutter. That's the kasha. The Ein Dvar of Nirim says the Shachar. What are you talking about? The Hamrin on Bashas over there. The Hainu Dafka Dvar Rishus. The Dvar Mitzvah Shapin. We must be kala poiskim. V'achanami Ein Lecha Mitzvah Gedoy L'Mizu. So I can't understand what you're talking about. So there's many, many approaches. What I just want to finish with is a big yisoid of the stipler. There is a famous machlekas, a veltz machlekas between the Balamoir and the Ramban. In the times of the Gemara, it was necessary, absolutely, after you did a bris milah, you have to have hot water for the child, and you bathe the water in hot water, and if you don't, it's sakon. A child needed a bris on Shabbos. So they cooked up the water, they heated up the water prior to Shabbos. Everything is now set. Except, they were just about to do bris milah and the water spilt. Water spilt. A huge machlokes rishonim, and all of the shailas that we've discussed are all based really on these rishonim. Can you do the bris milah now, or you can't do the bris milah now? Says the Rambam, what's the problem? Let's try and work out what we've got on our hands. At the moment, there's no sakon. If I do the bris milah, then the child will necessitate the heating up of the water because he's in a situation of sakana. It'll be mutter. Because once I'm in the pikuach nefesh situation, you can certainly cook up the water. But can I do the bris milah in the first place? Says the Ramban, no problem. So shayla machshir, that's horrible. Lezer the milah. Says the Ramban, no problem. As his lashon is, he says, Ein le mitzvah elo le shaita. Don't be so worried about what's going to happen afterwards. What have I got now on my plate? A chiev milah. What will happen afterwards? Couldn't care less. Once I do the milah, now I'm at koach nefesh, and I can mecham in the water. Says the Balamoir, no, you have got no right to do the bris milah in the first place. You'll be mevatel mitzvahs milah d'oraisa, says the Balamoir, because it will necessarily incorporate chilul Shabbos, which you have no right to put yourself in that situation. If you look at number 6 on the sheets, ve'einoi kein das harazol, the Balamoir says no. The kolhecha de ishtapu chamim mekama mila. If the water spilt prior to the mila, titcha mila. You push off the mila. V'chein da'as harashba, kol she'enei b'tchila sadova she'yove l'dei esim alocha, do'ichenes ha'mitzvah k'dei she'layovi v'soif l'dei kach. Fine. So here we have a Balamoir who says such an enormous chiddush that you would not do the bris mila because it'll incorporate being a vashel mayim. All the achrinim ask a kasha. Hang on, one second. In order to be mevatel mitzvahs mila d'oraisa, it can't be because of some gzera drabonah. It must be that it's an issa d'oraisa to put yourself in a situation that you'll have to be mechal Shabbos due to pekuach nefesh. Because there's an issa d'oraisa, so the Baal HaMoreh says, fine, therefore you better not do brisas mila. But were it to be a mere drabonon, well, Chazal, I'm not going to say don't do bris milah because we are concerned with a chashash drabonon. So all the achrenim ask, we've got my first steer now. The Balamoir is negative gemara. How can the Balamoir say that you mustn't do bris milah on Shabbos? Milah bismanoi, because of the concern that you're going to end up being mechal Shabbos, which must mean, that this whole notion of putting yourself in a situation of bikuach nefesh is an issa d'oraisa. All the achrenim ask, well, how can you possibly say that? The Gemara that we've been dealing with for the last hour says, the tzeirich mitzvah is mutter. So it's a double steer. Firstly, the Gemara says, the tzeirich mitzvah is mutter. And this is mitzvah. You're doing mitzvah's bris milah. But also, minei ubei, if it is a tzeirich mitzvah mutter, you see at worst it's an issa drabonon. And that's why the Tzerech Mitzvah is being mutter. So how can the Baal HaMoreh say it's also to do bris milah? Comes along the stipler, and he says a very simple and clear and obvious chilek. The last maramokim on the sheets. Kibbutz Yaakov in Shabbos Simon Tezrov, he says, V'alkei nire, she'ika ha'chilek hu bein koidem ha'shabbos le'yoyim ha'shabbos. If you want to know, what's the answer? What's the answer to the following question? Are you allowed to put yourself into a situation where you're going to inevitably be mechalal Shabbos? Is that an issa drabonon or an issa d'oraisa? Depends where you're standing. If it's prior to Shabbos, it can only be an Issa Drabbana, at best. Because it's not Shabbos today. So Chazal Wamasakin, in the 3 days leading up to Shabbos, you've now got to concern yourself with Chilul Shabbos, but of course it's Erech Mitzvah, we'll wave that Issa. Says the Stipler, but if you're standing now on Shabbos, then Min HaTaira, you're not allowed to put yourself in such a situation. Let's have a look at the words of the Stipler. The Kodem HaShabbos Lo Yichal Adayin Chiyav Shvisa V'Shmira. There can't exist Min HaTaira Dinei Shabbos on Thursday. Ukashayisa Maisa. When you perform some act, you're going to end up inevitably doing Chilul Shabbos. That's not called Chilul Shabbos. But when Shabbos has already begun, any act that you will perform, have a kemaschil achshav inyan chiluloi. Unbelievable words of the Stipler. When you would mal this child on Shabbos, that is tantamount to chilul Shabbos. Because it's now incumbent on you to do everything you can to avoid chilul Shabbos. V'achshav hu eino oinus, rak oise emsa oinus. He is creating the oinus. U'mishum hochi zehu isa gomo, v'osa afilu b'mokim mitzvah. So in the opinion of the Stipler, it's very simple. There's no steer at all. If you're prior to Shabbos, as we've already said, that's a chiddush in itself, that prior to Shabbos, you have to concern yourself with Shabbos. So as a Stipler, it's true, but it's only a din rabbanon. Certainly, as far as the Torah is concerned, Wednesday is Wednesday, Thursday is Thursday, Shabbos is Dayat Zorah B'Shato. The Chazal came along and they said, you know what, we don't advise, in fact, we forbid you to enter a situation, if you're that close to Shabbos, where you're going to end up being Machalol Shabbos. Fine, but it's only a Din Rabbanon. The Tzerech Mitzvah will waive it. If, however, you're standing on Shabbos itself, which was the case of the Balamor, you want to mull the child, and the water has spilt, in the words of the Stipler, who says it so beautifully, that's not an oinus, you've created an oinus, and that you can't do, and it's an Issur D'oraisa. And if it's an Issa Deraisa, you'd be Mechalol Shabbos Deraisa, so much so the Baal HaMori says, you better not do Mila today. There are other approaches, some want to be Mechalek, between maybe the difference is whether you're going to Vadai be Mechalol Shabbos, or only a Sofei Mechalol Shabbos. Others want to differentiate very beautifully between, are we dealing with saving yourself, or are you dealing with saving others? In the case in the Gemara and Shabbos, the Baal HaMori is talking about saving the child's life. Here we're talking about saving your own life. There's a chilek between hutra and duchuya. Maybe we'll save for another day. But let's try and be masakim what we said today.
But if then according to the Stipler, this child that got bed on Thursday, why can you delay the bris till Friday? They should have said a race to do the bris on the day. And it's said
no trouble. Do it on Friday. No, because we don't want the Yom Shlishi the Mila to be on Shabbos. If you do a bris on Friday, then the shlishi will be on Sunday, so it's fine.
But according to him, it's a drabon.
That's the shach's kasha. The shach says, I don't understand. The Gemara says, the tzerich mitzvah is muta. Tzerich mitzvah is muta. In a chlami. I, the Baal HaMori, says, the tzerich mitzvah is osa. No, that's on Shabbos. The shach is talking about on a Thursday. Thursday, the tzerich mitzvah is muta. That's why I can't understand the tashbitz.
Why can't we do a mamish before shkia on Shabbos to minimize the fuel of Shabbos? I don't know when the hot water has to be ready, but maybe you could.
But when the baby's meal is only on Shabbos, I can't do it before Shkia. It'll be a meal of Teir's money.
So it'll be just before Shkia.
It's got to be on Shabbos, otherwise
it's still on Shabbos.
No, before Shkia is not Nacht yet.
No, Shkia. It's a Shabbos bris.
No, so if you do it prior to Shkia, then you've done the bris on Friday. And you do it on Shabbos.
Yeah,
you're asking Kasha all the Rishonim. Very good. All the Rishonim ask you, Kasha, what's the Baal HaMori so concerned? I thought I didn't understand what you meant. Do the bris 1 minute before the end of Shabbos, and then be Mecham Namaim after Shabbos. Very good. Yeah, the Rishonim all deal it. Very good, Kasha. Al Koponim, the Medrash told us.
Big question. Don't you have to do the bris when it's daylight?
When it's daylight or daytime? Eimal in Balailo.
Do Shabbos in early.
But you could do it before Shkia, any time before Shkia.
No, it's not on not Friday, on Saturday. It's Shabbos.
Shabbos early. The Medrash, our excuse to talk about this subject is because the Medrash really launches the whole Inyan in accordance with the Chassam Sefer and the Pinyan Shleimoi, the Meraglim, according to the Havamin of the Medrash, were violating this Issa of being Maflig, the Svina, or Lamokim Sakona, Kodim Shalish Yomim, and that's why the Medrash had to tell us it was okay because it was a Tzirich Mitzvah, which the simple understanding is, fine, a Tzirich Mitzvah, they were Matir. The Chassam Sefer added so beautifully, the whole het of the Tzirich Mitzvah is because that Shluchei Mitzvah in a Nizokin, the Chiddush of the Medrash is that even though it's not a Mitzvah, Da'iraisa, it's only a Mitzvah Drabbana, and that's also Mutzah. We said there are several opinions in the Rishonim why Bechlal is an Issa. Is it because you might end up being over Tchumin? Is it because you'll be Mevatel Oynek Shabbos? Is it because you're putting yourself in a situation of Pikuach Nefesh? Many differences between them. What type of mitzvah must you be engaging in order to make it Mutter, etc., etc. We said that the overall understanding in the significance of the 3 days prior to Shabbos is because that's the time when you've got to concern yourself with Shabbos. You're close to Shabbos. The Balamoir, who tells us that if the water spilt on Shabbos, you don't do Mila, even though that means that he holds that putting yourself in a situation of Pikuach Nefesh is an Issa Da'iraisa, well, how will he learn the Gemara? Gemara says, it's Tzirich Mitzvah Drabbanan, it's Tzirich Mitzvah Mutter. So that the Stipler said so beautifully, it's only an Issa Da'iraisa if you're standing on Shabbos. Prior to Shabbos, it's at worst an Issa Drabbanan, concern yourself with Shabbos. But Minat Torah, there can never be an Issa on Wednesday or Thursday that I'm doing something that will cause a situation of Chilul Shabbos. I'm not Mitzvah on Hilchah Shabbos on a Wednesday or a Thursday or Friday. On Shabbos, I am Mitzvah on Hilchah Shabbos, says the Stipler, Ein Zeh Oynes Ela Oyseh HaOynes. He's creating an Oynes, that's an Issa Deraisa, and that's when the Bala Moir said you must not do Mila. This is with mamash scratch, I think it's called the tip of the iceberg. It's an enormous Indian, but the daibuzer.
Yes, go on.